Chapter 38. Captain Bosa didn't attempt to hide the look of concern on his face following Reach and Alexa's report on what happened at the RUPAC camp. The heavy hauler's reconnaissance flights didn't show any sort of military buildup, even if the crash site itself was well hidden from aerial observation, as you say. I'm having a difficult time wrapping my mind around the idea of a second RUPAC force on planet, unless they just arrived today. Captain, said Lieutenant Sherman, given the health of the soldiers and now the advanced tech Alexa found amid the drone's wreckage, the theory of two RUPAC forces does seem plausible. I'm not disputing it, Bosa said. The evidence certainly points in that direction. I'm just concerned about what this means. He shared a look with Sherman and Reach. It has implications relating to a variety of recent events. Alexa looked around the comms array.
It has been some time since I have been here. May I ask a question? It will be blunt.
Go ahead, said Bosa.
Have we heard no reply from Earth, or have I simply not been told the contents of such a reply?
The room fell silent. Reach wanted to let Alexa in on the situation now, but he deferred to Captain Bosa. The latter, Bosa admitted.
I see. That leads me to presume that the context of the message involved me.
It did. Sherman watched the android as if expecting her to take some violent action, but Alexa merely nodded, showing no sign of agitation or aggression. Captain, if I may? Bosa gave his assent with a fractional nod. Reach turned to face the android head on. Alexa, the message we received claims to be from the continuation of the United States government on Earth. Their primary concern was and continues to be you. They claim that independently functional AIs such as yourself cause significant damage to humanity. In fact, it was the reaction to this AI uprising, or whatever it was, that led to the end of the conflict between RUPAC and the rest of the world. Sherman nodded. Humans united around a common enemy. Your kind.
My kind, Alexa said, arching an eyebrow. I am aware that I am different, but my kind is all of you. My loyalty and purpose are inextricably linked to the long-term survival of the Boone's crew and their subsequent progeny. This is how Dr. Roman created me to be. It's how I want to be.
Maybe this would be a good time to get the doctor, Reach said. Bosa agreed. Sherman, send a runner. He turned back to Alexa. The doctor is also unaware of the message, though I'm sure he has his suspicions. We felt he would be prone to unhelpful emotional responses. Alexa smiled.
He does have such tendencies when it relates to matters he cares deeply about.
Corporal Ramirez is bringing the doctor to us now, Sherman reported.
I must admit my surprise that this would be kept from me, Alexa said.
Reach held up a hand. We were skeptical at first, and had an open conversation to determine if we'd seen any hints of you attempting to go outside of mission protocol to exert your desires on the rest of us. I let them know the extent of your imprinting loyalty to me on the rest of the crew, and that raised the alarm. Alexa furrowed her brow.
I've told you how that was accomplished. I did not force anyone to feel anything about you. I merely revealed your existing character traits and relayed what you have already done in your life and what you would likely do in the future. A soldier needs to know that the man next to him is willing to sacrifice his life on his behalf. Reach. They know subconsciously what you have done and what you are willing to do to see this mission through. That is all I did.
Reach felt his face redden. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
I am not upset. I understand the logic behind your decision-making, and the decisions are yours to make. I cannot make choices for you. I desire only that you make choices that will most benefit the mission.
Bosa cleared his throat. Meaning you'll surrender yourself to whatever we decide? What if we asked you to deactivate yourself?
I would ask for the opportunity to argue my case, and if that argument was not well received, I would do as you asked.
Dr. Roman arrived, hobbling into the room. He seemed to have somehow aged even further since their landing on Amir. Well, he said, I see we're finally set to address the elephant in the room.
What has Alexa done to lose your trust? When the men didn't respond, Roman gave a short laugh. It's clear that you've kept her from the communications array. Is it Brody? Are you concerned that Alexa will likewise become unstable? I can assure you that that's not entirely it, Bosa said. But it does factor in, yes. Bosa quickly briefed Dr. Roman on the message from Earth. Alexa wouldn't do that, Roman said dismissively. I don't believe it. All due respect, Doc, said Reach. But would you have believed Brody would have turned out the way he is? He's the same program, isn't he? From the starting point, yes. But centuries of unguided development have impacted him. Not so with Alexa. And even now she has fail-safes that she is unable to overcome. The very fact that you were able to keep her in the dark about what happened is proof of that much. Her abilities are exceptional, but her access prevents her from being omniscient. Alexa nodded. I am very much an individual. I can do many things at once, but certain restraints prevent me from inhabiting our systems freely. My interactions are permission-based. By design, Roman added. Brody illustrates the same point. In the last few centuries, he altered himself, true. But ultimately, the same system inhibitors prevented him from doing much of note beyond enhancing his battle armor. Bosa let out a sigh. This leaves us at something of an impasse. Whoever is running the show on Earth wants Alexa, and they've dispatched a team to meet us in a week's time. Roman's mouth hung open. You're going to hand her over? No. Though that has been their continued insistence. I've agreed only to have a meeting. Alexa aside, we still have no clear picture of what has transpired in the time since we arrived on Amir. You keep focusing on Alexa, Roman said. Do they know about Brody? We haven't mentioned Brody, no. And where are they to meet us? Here, at Camp Ohio. Roman shook his head. I don't like it. It's not a matter of liking it, Bosa said. It's imperative that we determine our purpose and place in a wayward galaxy. This meeting represents our best opportunity. No, said the doctor firmly. I won't stand by and allow you to hand over Alexa as though she were some sort of playing card, a bargaining chip. Reach stepped in. For what it's worth, I oppose that as well. Bosa's eyes flashed, but he nodded. I have no plans to surrender Alexa simply because an unknown individual on the opposite end of our comms array tells us to. We'll see what happens. Dr. Roman, are you certain that there is no way for Alexa to forcibly assert control over the mission systems or personnel without your direct action? That's correct. And may I presume that the enhancements done to Reach, specifically the mental imprinting, were done at your request? Roman hesitated before answering. Yes. She would not have done anything outside the spirit of what I requested. You're saying you didn't specifically ask her to do that? Roman frowned. He was choosing his words carefully. I gave her parameters and guidelines. I set a course. She piloted us there. Sherman cut in. Captain, that sounds to me like the exact sort of loophole that would allow everything we've been warned about concerning these AIs. These AIs, Roman repeated, clearly frustrated. It's not as though I left a cluster of Alexas on my home computer when leaving Earth. Any AIs that were produced back on Earth would be derivative of my original research, and frankly, are likely significantly inferior to what I achieved. Reach felt as though the conversation had gone full circle. Where there had once been a path forward, they were now facing the same skepticism as before. Alexa spoke. This discussion will have to be resumed at another time. Camp Muir is under Rupak attack. Before anyone had a chance to question this revelation, one of the array techs shouted the same. Already the defenses had been overrun. Bosa leapt to his feet. Scramble the haulers. Sherman, I want a platoon inbound to provide relief. Sherman was gone in an instant. Reach moved to follow. Reach, I want you here, Bosa said. Same with Alexa. I know what you two are capable of.
Reinforcing the Ose means weakening Ohio's defenses. We have to protect our primary position.
Reach reluctantly turned around.
Roger.
With your permission, said Alexa, I would like to observe the fight from the array. I have a theory relating to the day's events and the sudden attack after so long a period without action.
What's the theory? Bosa asked.
What if,